That was the sound telling us to get the heck off the air because it is 9 o'clock, time for On the Towel, Mikey D. Lisa Nichols and I will be back with you next week, executive board willing. It's show scheduling time again, and hopefully we get to come back. I think we will. So until then, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. You know what? We don't have... Wow. Wow. I am always stunned by what happens around here because I throw up...
Well, Derek, you are deplorable. So, I mean, your abilities are limited.
I am the worst producer in the world. It really is what it comes down to. But for whatever reason, CD3, not even up on the board. That's a new one on me. But anyway, we will be back next week. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Sacrifice myself to you. Oh yeah. All right. on the dashboard of my car. Take the wheel, or we won't get too far. I can't keep wishing on the same pathetic stars. I used to think that I was just awful blue, but now that's tying all the way back to you. There's nothing in this world anyone can say, 'cause I'll be fucked up till the evening turns to day. Oh yeah, alright, I won't make it through the night. So Jesus on the dashboard of my car, take the wheel, or we won't get too far. I can't keep wishing on the same pathetic stars. Thank you.
Daniel Ouellette, just there, and the Shobi Jin off their latest album, Tokusatsu. How come your boyfriend's steak is bigger than your brother's? That particular song, Melodramatic. Now, Daniel Ouellette and the Shobi Jin are making a glorious return to New England to play, I believe, a couple of shows. You can catch them on Saturday, October 8th at 9 p.m. at Gulu Gulu Cafe in Salem, Massachusetts. That is a free show, all ages, from zero all the way through the undead. Daniel Ouellette and the Shobi Jin, Sugar Snow, and you can show up, you can take part, you can feel Halloween-y, you can feel whatever you feel like right there with them. That was Daniel Ouellette and the Shobi Jin. Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, prior to that, The Legend of Squid and Moon off Come Black Magic, their brand spanking new album on Wire Forest. And we started off that particular set with Annabelle Lord Patey, the lovely young lady, the daughter of Kevin Patey of the Raging Teens, and of course Mary Lou Lord. The Raging Teens actually are playing a reunion show, believe it or not, not this weekend, but next weekend, as part of the New England Shakeup, which is a pretty cool thing. Check out www.newenglandshakeup.com for more information. It takes place on September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. This year in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. The Raging Teens, or as I saw it tongue-in-cheek promoted, I think, by them themselves, the Aging Teens are going to be performing then. So good times to be had by all. We're going to be chatting soon with some folks. I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. We have some rocks and rolls that are happening tonight. We've got Charlie Farron setting up in Studio D, getting ready to perform for us. And we're going to have a chat with him. Prior to that, we're going to be meeting up with some members of the Swindlers who are here to promote their CD release party. And we'll be able to chat a little bit with them about their album, about their show, and the folks they're sharing the show with in a very short period of time. But first, I've got some more music for you right up here. This is a brand new song off the forthcoming album from Butterscott, the somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow-up. And this song is actually called New Song. Check it out.
Stuff.
The Boston Swindlers there with Gunrunner off their new album, Devil in Disguise. Prior to that, Parlor Bells with their new single, Sleep When I'm Dead. And we start off with Butterscott with their new song called Shocker. New song. My name is Pam. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. And I have been joined by none other than the band you were just listening to, the Boston Swindlers. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Would you mind sort of going around in a circle to sort of introducing yourself, what you do in the band, whether that's your job within the band or your role, as it were, just so people can sort of identify you a little bit by voice.
My name's Anthony Giordano. I play bass and part of the team here.
Scott Sugarman, I play the drums.
Colin Dwyer, rhythm guitar.
Colin's also our fashion consultant.
Yeah, eye candy, stuff like that.
Exactly.
It's the T-Rex shirt. Gives you right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruno Giordano.
Beautiful. Excellent.
So I'm the guy in front, I guess.
The front man.
The front guy.
There we go.
But I carry gear, so I'm not a regular front guy.
This is good. This is important to know.
Yeah.
Do you play more than just the guitar?
In this band, just guitar.
Okay, but you do play other things.
I play a little bass, but that's about it, yeah.
And you carry gear.
I carry gear.
It's a thing.
That's right.
Now, this new album, Devil in Disguise, Boston Swindlers, it has beautiful album art. Can I ask, did one of you do this, or is this...
It's a good story behind it, yeah.
We were struggling to find a concept for the album art, and one night I'm watching TV, and there's a story about the history of National Lampoon magazine. And there was a cover that fit. So we ripped it off, and that's what you see.
Beautiful.
And if you look through and you Google National Lampoon magazine, you will see something that looks very, very similar, both on the front and on the inside cover.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I like that. Should I disclose what's on the inside cover?
Sure.
It is these four gentlemen. It's their mugshots. It's lovely. I should not have had to ask for name and roles because that's listed right there in place of your arrest number, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Your record.
Right.
Beautiful shots of the four of you, I have to say. Looking perhaps a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Wow. Perhaps really getting into your role there. Can I ask about Gunrunner? Is that a legal story? Can we talk about that?
Yeah. It was just, I mean... Love Gone Wrong, the same thing that most other rock and roll songs are about, I guess. That was the general inspiration.
And did you write the lyrics on your own, or do you generally write all the lyrics?
No, we were together. But
Colin was definitely brought the concept of the song. Like, he had the person in mind and the characteristics of this person, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so lyrics kind of follow from there.
Something to focus on a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Laser beam like.
Yeah.
Now you guys are playing a CD release show this Friday night at the Midway, is that right?
That is right.
Yep.
$8, doors at 8:30, 21 plus.
Bargain.
It's a bargain, seriously. Yeah. For Friday night, and the Midway is a great venue. I love that place. I love the people there. And you're playing with a few other bands, Centrelink, The Low Babies, Billy Dodge Moody. Are these friend bands of yours? Are they folks that you've played with before or were hoping to play with?
Yeah, two of them are. So Billy Dodge Moody, I don't know, but he came very highly recommended by the staff. All members of the staff at the Midway.
Cool.
So he's open in the night. Low Babies are friends of ours. That we've been trying to play with for years. We just kind of haven't found the right thing.
Nice.
Centrelink is an old friend of mine from middle school. I played in a band with him back then.
That is not true.
It is true. From middle school. Right. And that was a long time ago, a lifetime ago.
Like middle school band, like did you guys play Rush covers? Like you say middle school band and I immediately have this sound in mind.
I don't think we were good enough to do Rush covers, to be honest.
Rush was around then.
Rush, we were current with them. We were current. We might have been even ahead of them by a couple months. But yeah, middle school.
Middle school, yeah. Nice, very nice.
I think we did Cheap Trick tunes and Beatles tunes and stuff like that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. I once dated a guy who he was in a band when he was in high school, and they only knew one song, and they were invited to play a show, and so they played it, and everyone cheered, so they played it
again.
And then that was their show.
That's awesome.
That works.
So cool.
That works.
Yeah. It was Rocking All Over the World by, what are they called? I'll think of it later. This English band, they had like one hit and that was it. Didn't quite work for them, but that's okay. Now, if people are enjoying the tunes, we're going to hear a couple more tracks off Devil in Disguise. Is this something that people will be able to purchase hard copy at your show on Friday?
Absolutely, yeah.
And for people who are remote or prefer to keep things electronic only, there's a place to download?
There is CD Baby.
We're on iTunes.
We're on Amazon Music. We are something else, too.
Yeah.
But other, the three big outlets that I can think of off the top of my head are probably scorning somebody at this moment. But
you know what you do? You Google the Boston Swimmers. You're going to find everything.
You're going to find it. You're going to find this beautiful image of this devil woman,
mm-hmm.
Who I'm also kind of thinking of in terms of Gunrunner, just for whatever reason. Those boots. I kind of need those boots. Those are lovely boots on her. Shall we listen to another track?
Sure.
Now this next one is called Saucy Eyes.
Yeah.
Is there a cheeky story that goes along with that, or a saucy story that goes along with that?
This one wasn't mine. Yeah.
No. This is a story. This is art imitating life imitating itself. Yeah.
We're on the air, so I'll give an abridged version here. So my day job, I run group homes for disabled folk.
And oh, very cool.
This one particular individual, he went out to a bar. He brought someone home with him, and the next morning she found out that she was, she spent the night in this assisted living home, and she didn't realize. Yeah, I'm downstairs with a coworker. We're doing work, and she makes a mad dash out of the house. And when I was thinking of what must be going on in her head, that was the story I told these guys, and then Bruno said, "That's a song," and he wrote Saucy Eyes.
Wow. Wow. And it didn't click with her.
Probably clicked as soon as she left the house.
Didn't you see him in his work attire too?
Yeah, he bless his heart, he works at McDonald's, so he says, "I need to get ready for work," and he's suiting up in McDonald's gear. And yeah, and then she saw two obvious caseworkers. We don't look like we live there.
Yeah.
And and then she was the deer in headlights, and then she made a mad dash up right out.
Well, so not necessarily a love connection.
No.
Well, let's hear the song. Imagine ourselves perhaps being in the same situation. There before the grace of God, go you. This right here, the Boston Swindlers off their new album, Devil in Disguise. This is Saucy Eyes.
Surprise! Not such a
Saucy. Ooh, Saucy Eyes right there. Off the Boston Swindlers' new album, The Devil in Disguise. They are having their CD release party for this album on Friday at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. It's a really great venue if you haven't been there before. They're performing together with Centrelink, The Low Babies, and Billy Dodge Moody. You could not pick a better thing to do with your Friday night. So please check them out. If you throw the Boston Swindlers into the Googles, into the iTuneses, onto CD Baby, you'll be able to get a hold of their stuff. You will also be able to get a hold of their stuff on Friday. I understand that this album has been kind of a long time coming. This has been a work in progress. The gestation period for this album has been slightly longer than that of a human baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we formed like in May. We got asked to do our first gig in July. And then we recorded our first five songs that January. So within like 7 months, we did a lot.
Yeah.
And then it took us a year to do the next five songs. And a year after that to get the artwork done.
Good things take time.
They do.
Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, I mean, we were focused on the live show for a really long period of time and right. tightened that up. And now it's just incredible. So.
And you recorded this partly at Zippa Studios and right. partly at New Alliance.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that is correct.
So the wonderful people, actually, at both of those recording studios, as you well know.
Yep.
Did I hear like a horn section on that song, or was that some kind of? Have I been taking hallucinogens?
That's me out of key or something. I don't know.
There's a real full sound coming out.
Might have just been like
band.
Not tuning guitars yeah. or something.
There was a part at the end of the song where I'm hitting really hard, and I think I just kind of knocked the strings ever so slightly out of tune, so it's got this kind of real thing going on.
I like it. I like it very much, gentlemen.
Yeah. We were going for like as large a sound as possible. Like
yeah,
if one
yeah.
instrument or one part of my drum kit was louder than everything else, rather than bring that down, we just brought everything else up. And we did that a few times over, I think. Right. So.
Yeah, I like it. I like the sound very much. This is a great album. And it's beautiful album art as well. This is something you're going to want to get your hot little hands on. I mean, with titles, everything from Little Hoodsy
yep.
to Sandbox. I love a song about a sandbox. So I'm going to have to go home and listen to this because we only have we have some time set aside to play a few songs, chit-chat a little bit.
Of course.
But you're going to want to get your hands on the whole gosh darn thing. And I understand that you are launching your own website within the next couple of weeks.
That's correct.
Hopefully by the show.
Oh, well, that'd be by Friday.
TheBostonSwindlers.com.
TheBostonSwindlers.com. I like it.
Check it out.
It's like the website is it Christmas today? Is that the website? And you go... And 364 days of the year, it says, no, it's not Christmas.
That's awesome.
So if you keep plugging that in, that will launch right. certainly within perhaps this week, but certainly within the next few. Boston Swindlers. Gentlemen, are there things that I should be asking you about? Am I neglecting my duties?
I don't know. What's interesting about us? Nothing. Everything and nothing.
I know that I've seen you guys pass through these doors in various incarnations and different constellations.
Mm-hmm.
I should say. Do you want to chat a little bit about the other the other hats or masks or costumes that you wear in your musical lives?
So the three of us, Anthony, myself, Bruno, and Scott, play together in the high end. That has a funny story to it, right? Because it got put together for a Bar Wars party that we won, and we had to become a band thereafter to play at the JP Music Fest. Colin does his own thing, too. Colin's a solo artist.
Yeah, I got solo blues stuff occasionally, occasional cover band stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
We've got a little treat also for Friday night, right, Mark?
Oh yeah.
I love the mischievous look on your face.
Bruno. Yeah, we had a cool idea, and when I say we, I mean like I think it was Bruno. I'm just going to take credit for it though.
Go ahead.
Because my best friend is a comedian, and he's a really good one, and he has a bunch of shows that like during the week that draw pretty well. So we figured we would sort of selfishly siphon off that and have him MC it. Tell a few jokes, get a few more heads through the door, because the self-absorbed guys that we are,
right, it's all about
us. We want to use it to our advantage. So,
but I love love it. It's like the whole Ed Sullivan thing. You have the whole, it's a big show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everything happening this Friday at the Midway Cafe.
That's right.
Absolutely. I love it. With the Boston Swindlers at the heart of it with their new album.
Yeah. What else can we say? Oh, there's another interesting story that we got asked this spring. Hey, would you guys mind backing up this kind of a country Western Americana singer coming to town? And I said, well, geez, why not? Something we don't do. Let's just go do it. And we did. So Quimby Yandiorio, who's from the area, who lives out in Montana now, came into town, did a couple of gigs, and we backed her.
And how did you get linked up with her? Was it that she was looking for a band and she liked your sound and just sort of plucked?
We have a common friend and a fellow by the name of Jim Carty, who's a former DJ in the Boston area. And he puts on little shows, and he said, how about, you know, we put the two of you together, because we've played these little shows he's done, private little shows at his place. And he said, oh, why don't you do this? And it's like, yeah, sure, we're not a country band, let's do it.
I love it. But with a name like the Boston Swindlers, I feel like you can kind of skate that edge.
Yeah.
I'm sure there would be quite a few people in that crowd who would just expect, oh, there's this country western band.
And they were like, this country western band that seems really angry.
Very edgy.
We fooled everybody, though. We pulled it off. Fooled everyone.
It was a blast.
And she even said, you know, she did a couple of more traditional shows with, like, real country western bands. She said, no, they knew all that stuff, but you guys brought this energy.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. That's extremely cool.
There's some kind of fun stories.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm delighted to have you. It's the album sounds great.
Thanks.
And again, you can check them out live and in person this Friday night. You can find Boston Swindlers on Facebook if you'd like to track them down more speedily. But you can certainly find them in any manner of interwebby types of places, and soon to be www.thebostonswindlers.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely not lip reading during that. So gents, I'm going to play one more track. I believe this is the closing track on your album, called Hey Rosie. Is it about Roslindale, or is it about... Okay.
Totally.
I was also wondering if there might be a woman named Roslyn. Kind of thinking she looks like a Roslyn. I don't know.
Oh, man, that would be good.
That'd be good.
Let's just go with that.
Okay.
Let's just go with
it's woman Roslyn.
Broke our hearts, all of
she's
us.
She's a real devil.
When I first heard the song, because I was raised in the suburbs, I was like, who's Rosie?
So is it a love song to the neighborhood? Is it...
Kind of is, yeah. You know, I grew up there, I moved out, and I remember coming back as the neighborhood started changing about 20 years ago, and I was like, oh, wow, you know, things were a little bit different, but I kind of remembered as a kid.
Yeah.
And I kind of just wrote to that and thought about the songs I remember hearing while I was playing in the playground in the schoolyards, and that was kind of the theme of the music behind it, all the stuff that was happening in FM radio in the late 70s.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. This is beautiful. This is a wonderful way to wrap up our chat. Thank you.
Cool.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you, people out in Radio Land, which is what I'm going to call you now.
We love you.
They love you so much. The Boston Swindlers, brand new album, Devil in Disguise, performing at the Midway Cafe this Friday night, right up here, the closing track on their new album, Devil in Disguise, Hey Rosie. So cold, baby.